Sports fans in three metro counties will have the first chance to buy Olympic event tickets. State agencies have filed budget requests. And a ceremony in Oklahoma City to remember those who died while living on the streets. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, January 12th. I'm Deborah Shar. People who live in Oklahoma, Cleveland, and Canadian counties are eligible for a pre-sale of tickets to the 2028 Olympic events in Oklahoma City. Grayson Wheeler has details.
Los Angeles is hosting the 2028 Olympics and Paralympics, but Olympic canoe slalom and softball events will take place in Oklahoma City. Although the games are more than 2 years in the future, tickets will be available for purchase in just a few months, but there are a few Olympic-sized hoops to jump through. People can register for a lottery starting this week to get access to designated time slots during which they can buy tickets. After sign-up closes in March, registrants will then be randomly assigned to available time slots, although there may not be enough space for everybody to get one. Host city residents who register for the ticket draw may get access to a local presale. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
An Oklahoma advocacy group says the CDC's changes to the recommended childhood vaccine schedule could have consequences for families. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more.
The federal agency is now recommending families and providers participate in shared clinical decision-making based on individual risks for vaccines against things like hepatitis B, influenza, and meningococcal disease. Those vaccines will still be covered by insurance. Dr. Stephen Crawford is with the Oklahoma Alliance for Healthy Families. He worries this will cause doubt and present barriers for families without primary care providers to facilitate shared decision-making.
And I truly believe that it will result in serious physical harm to children and to adults and their grandparents.
Crawford encourages families to consult their providers and national groups like the American Academy of Pediatrics. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Before Oklahoma lawmakers convene in February, state agencies, boards, and commissions are laying out their budget proposals for the next fiscal year. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details on the requests submitted to a Senate subcommittee on natural resources.
State agency budget proposals serve as wish lists for projects like building maintenance and software upgrades, new road infrastructure, conservation efforts, and staff trainings, to name a few. Many of the projects require agencies to ask lawmakers for extra money. But not always. The Departments of Agriculture, Environmental Quality, and Labor all requested the same amount they received this fiscal year. At $57.1 million, the biggest ask came from the Oklahoma Water Resources Board's President Julie Cunningham. She says a majority of those dollars will be directed to address Oklahoma's, quote, $24 billion water infrastructure needs. Perry Republican Senator Chuck Hall filed Senate Bill 1333 to start addressing the issue, Cunningham said, allowing for a one-time rather than recurring investment. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A ceremony in downtown Oklahoma City this weekend memorialized people who died last year while experiencing homelessness. Sierra Pfeiffer spoke to attendees.
Inside St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral, local service providers read the names of 97 people who died in 2025 while experiencing homelessness. Community members lit candles in their honor. Donna Casey, who's currently unhoused, attended the ceremony with a few of her friends.
We just wanted to come to remember our brothers and sisters that are living in the streets and make sure that they're remembered forever.
She says it was a challenging year to be homeless, but every year is challenging, especially as she gets older. Shelters, nonprofits, and faith organizations helped compile the list, but it only includes those who engaged with their services. Leaders say the total does not capture everyone who died last year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.